The hiking trails on Pass Mountain near Mesa are flush with scenic views and treasure troves of plants and animals. Did you know at the end of one trail, there's a popular spot called the Wind Cave?
It's kind of like a cave, but not quite. It's more accurately called an alcove.
That's Ranger Brennan Bossler. He took me on a mile and a half trek up to the Wind Cave.
Well, there's the cave. You can see the shadowy cliffs with the alcove up there.
It looks so tiny from down here.
It does. It's much bigger once you get up there.
With each step higher, you can see more and more of the East Valley. Occasionally, small critters will pop up to welcome you.
Would you like to see a rattlesnake? Or?
If it's from a distance, I'll be happy to see a rattlesnake.
All right. Oh, there's a little Harris antelope squirrel on the rock there, about 20 feet.
Oh, yes.
After an hour of climbing a series of switchbacks, we arrive at the cave. From up close, it looks more like a baseball dugout. Ranger Brennan explains this is thousands of years old.
What you get here is a lot of wind rushing along the cliff here, coming down from the north, and it hits this angle in the rocks. So what that wind does is it picks up all this grit, this sand particles, and it hits this elbow in the rock and just scours it out over time.
The Wind Cave sits 2,800 feet above sea level. Ranger Brennan says the hardened layer of volcanic ash that's around the Wind Cave is about 14 to 15 million years old.
By far, the majority of the hikers that come to Yuzuri Mountain Regional Park come for the hike up to the Wind Cave because of the challenge, the view, the beauty of the plants and animals here along the trail.
Here's another fact about the Wind Cave. It's home to 40-year-old beehives and a colony of cliff chipmunks. They might come out looking for food. But Ranger Brennan says don't let their chirping fool you into feeding them. For KJZZ News, I'm Nadine Arroyo Rodriguez.